Welcome to the Creative Empire Podcast. Each week, Raina Pomeroy, the life and biz success coach, and Christina Scalera, the attorney for creatives, are taking you up close and personal with successful influencers in the creative community and tackling your biggest business hurdles. Their mission is to help you, creative entrepreneurs, think beyond your daily biz so you can make the brave decisions that build your creative empire.
Julie Ball is the founder and chief sparkler of Sparkle Hustle Grow, a monthly subscription box and online community for female entrepreneurs. Julie leads thousands of women through personal development and business training in a way that's fun and supportive. Julie is an author, speaker, community builder, and subscription box coach. She's been featured in Forbes, Business Insider, Thrive Global, Pop Sugar, Mashable, BuzzFeed, and probably all those places that you guys check out online when you're procrastinating. Welcome to the show, Julie. It's so great to have you here.
Thank you so much. I'm really, really excited to be here.
Yeah. So you were running a successful design business, and tell us how you went from that to Sparkle Hustle Grow.
Yeah. So I launched that first business in 2011 when I had my daughter and I was working in corporate America and I was ready to make a change. And so that first business was an all-female web design and development agency. And so it was a lot of behind the scenes work, you know, working solo. You guys know what it's like. It gets kind of lonely. And while we were settling into a new home, I was kind of getting a little unsettled with my work. Just wanted to dabble in the product space because it was new and it was interesting to me. And as I was thinking about products and what products that I love, subscription boxes were kind of like top of mind for me because I was a subscriber to several subscription boxes. You know, it's fun. It's happy mail and it's product discovery and it's all these experiences that are so different from your typical retail experience. And so as I was looking at the subscription box model, I started researching and I knew I wanted to serve the same audience. I wanted to serve female entrepreneurs. And being a female entrepreneur, I just looked back at my own expenses and thought, well, what am I spending my money on? So I looked back and obviously books, lots and lots of books, whether it's personal development or business books. I spent a lot of money on online training to always up my game and to learn new business tactics. And then office supplies. I'm kind of an office supply junkie. I don't like the typical just blue or black standard pen. I like things that are bright and pretty and inspirational, but also functional. And so I thought that if I just combined those three things into a fun to open package, that it would have legs, that it would be a potential side hustle. Well, little did I know that that side hustle would become my full-time job within 9 months of launching. So it's, you know, it was a wild ride and I love this industry so much. And yeah, I can't wait to tell your audience more about some of the things if they're considering the subscription box industry.
Yeah, this is such an interesting industry. And I feel like product-based isn't something that we talk a lot about on this podcast. So I know that people are going to be extra excited. And we've had a couple of subscription box people on the podcast as well. And we can definitely reference those in the show notes. But it's just one of those things that seems really hard to start. So since after you had the idea of Sparkle Hustle Grow, what were the first few things that you did to see if this was something that was actually going to work? How many orders were you trying to get? And then like, how did you price all of the things? I mean, that was a lot of questions, but if you want to break it down and like, tell us a little bit about the first few steps, that would be great.
Yeah. So the first step is what you call a pre-launch. That is when you kind of get that validation. You ask your target audience a lot of questions about what they want, because we as business owners so often think we know what our audience wants. And I really believe in asking and listening and then pivoting based off of what they want. So what that pre-launch looked like for me was I had about 6 weeks that I used to pull everything together, to get design done, design the box, to do product research. And while I was doing all that stuff in the back end, on the front end, I was building my social media, you know, posting pictures and trying to get people interested, genuinely engaging in Facebook groups that had my target audience, which was a really easy thing for me because I am my target audience. So it was easy for me to be genuine in those groups and get questions answered and kind of get my feelers out there. And I think one of the most important parts of that pre-launch period is growing your email list. It was just last week when I saw one of my colleagues lost their entire Facebook account. And had they not had an email list, they might not have much of a business to run anymore. And so it's so important to build that email list for that reason, but also so you have an audience, a built-in audience when you're ready to launch. And so for me, that was a landing page that just captured an email address in exchange for an entry to win an annual subscription. Now, in hindsight, I probably didn't need to give away an annual subscription. It could have been something like a 3-month or a 6-month subscription. But at the time, I felt that was going to give, you know, the most motivation to share and to get people to put their email address in there. And so while I was building that email list, I started nurturing them, sending them potential products, pictures of them, and asking, would you like to receive this? Or what are your favorite books? Who would you like to see as an online trainer in this particular, in the subscription box that you're going to get? And so I used that time to nurture my email list. So when it was time for my pre-sale, then they were primed and ready to order. So the pre-sale was basically a 1-week sale that I offered to my email list prior to going public with my launch. And in that pre-sale, I sold 42 subscription boxes, which gave me about $1,500 in funding to buy that first month's products and to buy my custom boxes and to really start spending the money. Because I started with a $0 budget. I literally used my credit card to get my business registered since this was a side hustle.
Julie, that is amazing. Did you say 42?
42 sales.
42 is incredible, especially for somebody who doesn't have, it's like a brand new venture, right? It's a brand new list and you were nurturing them. So I just wanted to acknowledge that. 42 is a lot. Congratulations.
Thank you. And you know, a lot of people ask me like, how much money do I have to start a subscription box business? And yeah, there are some things you'll need like software and, you know, the basic things like business registration and whatnot. But I used that pre-sale to fund my business. And that's why I think it's so important to have that. And you've really started these conversations with your founding members. After I launched it to the public, I think I sent about 65 boxes in that first month and 100 was my goal. So when I presented it to the public, I said, you know, there's only 100 founding member spot. So it kind of gave this sense of urgency, this kind of VIP feel. And while I didn't hit my 100 box goal, I was still happy with 65 because that meant that I had that money to really launch the business. I had 65 boxes to pack up and ship. And I was really excited. And so my next goal was to hit that 100 mark, which may just seem like an arbitrary number, but in my mind, it was that milestone that was providing me with validation. If I could get 100 people to buy this box, then I felt like it was a good enough idea to continue to pursue. So I was able to hit that by the end of the year, and that was my third month shipping.
That is incredible, going from like, you know, not knowing if this was going to work to hanging on Facebook groups, cultivating that list that you had, and then really launching, then shipping your product. What do you think were some of the things that you did, whether it's tactically or just mindset wise, that were really beneficial in making it happen so quickly? Because I know that what your results are a little bit different, or at least sped up, than maybe some other people's experiences, or maybe somebody's listening to this and saying, well, I won't be able to do that. I'm curious, what are some of the things that somebody else might be able to replicate that you have done?
So my biggest piece of advice with that question is progress over perfection. So many times people feel like they need to have everything perfect before they launch or before they move forward with that email or that social media post. And I really preach the progress over perfection. I started promoting my box before I had any custom design. So I went and took a picture of a pink box and I slapped my logo on it and called it my subscription box. You know what I mean? You fake it till you make it. And it was more of the concept and the experience that I was trying to sell to those early subscribers and to those early people that were interested in it early enough. So yeah, progress over perfection. And to be honest, you know, I'm that type A personality, so I like to move fast. And I listen and then I pivot. So if people are telling me they want this, then I think through it, make sure it makes sense from the business model perspective, and then I'll move in that direction. And so I think that, you know, people can really move a lot, can move forward and faster when they're having those open conversations with their customers. And one of the ways that I do that is I would say, hit reply and tell me what you think on emails. Or we have a private Facebook group just for subscribers. And that's a great place to not only build your loyalty with your audience and build that trust, but also ask them questions. We have made business decisions based off of questions we've asked in there. We have posted, do you like this or that? And whichever one, if they pick A or B, that's what we're going to include in the next month's box. So I think that you just have to be really cognizant. Listen, read those reviews and respond to them. You know, see if there are ongoing trends that people are unhappy with or they really, really love, and then pivot based off of what you're reading and what you're seeing and what they're telling you.
Yeah. And I think that you do that so beautifully. I mean, I've been part of that Facebook community, and one, it's super active and people are always hanging out in there asking questions. But also the thing that I find that's really interesting about the way that you run your business is that you, it feels like when you post those things, it's like without any ego, like I'm not trying to make you choose option A or option B. Like it doesn't matter as long as you guys, the consumers are really happy with it. Mm-hmm. And you really just like are listening for the sake of listening rather than saying, oh, I need the answer to be A or something like that. Does that make sense? And your point, you're not like pointing them to like one specific thing. Another reason why I say this is because you have posted about certain offers that you wanted to create in tandem with your box, and some have taken off and some haven't, i.e. your course that you're about to come out with. Mm-hmm. So can you talk a little bit about how you validated things that are other than things other than just what's going in the box?
Yeah. So this is super relevant right now because I don't know if you saw in the group, but we had an online boutique where we were selling t-shirts and tote bags that had sayings that would kind of be relatable to a girl boss or a female entrepreneur. And we were so excited as a team to launch this. This had been something that we wanted for a long time. And we went in hot and heavy. We had inserts in the box. We promoted it via email and social media. And when we launched, I don't want to say it was crickets, but it was really underwhelming. And that was one of those moments where we just got real with our subscribers. And, you know, we reached out to some subscribers specifically that ordered. We asked them what their experience was like. And when the sales just weren't there, we told our subscribers, we were like, you know, as business owners, we try things. You never know what's going to stick until you try it. And we've been underwhelmed with several aspects of this program, so we're cutting it. And I think that's, again, an important part of any business, that you're not afraid to try something, but you're not afraid to say, hey, this didn't work, so we're not going to try to be everything to everyone. We're going to cut this portion of our business out so we can refocus on what really matters.
I don't think we've talked much about what is actually in this box. So I love that you're validating what you're giving to your consumers, but like, what are some of the kinds of things that they could find? Because I went on the website and it was fun. I saw Raina's face on there. So obviously you two have collaborated. You guys know what's in the box, but like, what, how are you choosing what to put in the box these days? And like, what are the kinds of things that people could find in there?
Great question. So we include every month, we include a book. So that's either going to be a business book or some sort of personal development book. We include an online training that is going to be a business topic relevant to any type of business. So it's not just for service-based or product-based. We try to make it relevant to everyone. So things like social media, things like tax time, confidence, things like that. And then we include 4 to 6 items. And those are going to be things like chic office supplies, tech gadgets, stationery, pens, that type of thing. And the way I choose those products is, honestly, I'm looking all the time. When I'm in Target, when I'm in Staples, I'll look on Amazon, Etsy, specialty shops. And anytime I see a product that I feel would be a good fit, meaning that physically it would fit in our 6x9-inch boxes, it has to be, you know, pretty and practical or inspiring. It's got to have kind of those components to it. then I'll reach out to the vendor and introduce our box concept and talk to them about wholesale pricing. We theme each box. So we try to make sure that the book, the training, and the items that are going to be inside the box all are cohesive, that they all have this common theme, that they look good together, and they just make sense.
That's awesome. So what are some examples of the products that you have had in recent boxes? If somebody, or where could they check that out? Because I know on your website you have an example of like past boxes and stuff like that.
We do. At sparklehustlegrow.com, there is a link in the top that says past boxes. So you can see images of them. But we include a lot of stationery and pens. So because those are things you're going to use in your business every day and they're going to run out. So we replenish those. We had a video marketing box. So we included a video planner pad. So it was basically a notepad that has all the things you would think about when you're about to do a video, whether it's, you know, listing your goals, and it has reminders to turn off your phone and your computer notifications, things like that. That video marketing box also included a mini tripod and cell phone mount. And then the training and the book were all about video marketing and video blogging. And so in the Facebook group, we had challenges where we asked everyone to go live in the Facebook group and get out of your comfort zone and use your new tools and your new training. So it's a lot of fun. We try to make sure that the items support the training and support wherever you are in your business.
I just wanted to, like, as a consumer of the box, wanted to acknowledge you because I think you choose some cool things that aren't just like, I don't know, random things. I mean, Christine and I are both stationery geeks and we love good stuff. We love good pens. And so I appreciate the things that you put in the box. And I think what's really interesting about it is that it's everything is so themed around the training first and the business development side as like the main core pillar. And you have that great book in there and there's always conversation around the book or the topic at hand. And then there's like fun things to support that particular topic. And I think you do a really good job, whether it's like, you know, choosing from small business owners or, you know, choosing cool products that small business owners want and making it like a really fun business expense. What's the tagline that you have on the box? I always open your box and I'm like, oh, this is such a cool tagline.
It's best business expense ever, because everything in the box is truly a business expense. It's office supplies, it's training, it's books. And so that is really unique about this particular product is it's fun happy mail, and you love to receive your hot pink box every month, but you can write it off as a business expense. How fun is that?
Totally is. So I'm excited to like continue to check out the boxes. And another thing I wanted to mention, I don't know, Julie, if a lot of people do this, but I have gifted your boxes to clients and it's been like a fun surprise for them to receive. One, it's a beautiful box and people get excited about it, but also like, especially when the topic is very thematically appropriate mm-hmm. for my client, I'll send a box that makes sense for them. So do you have a lot of people who do that as like, not a subscription necessarily for themselves, but for other clients or other people?
Yes, absolutely. We have a lot of business coaches that reach out to us and want to buy boxes in bulk for their mastermind or for their students or whoever they're coaching. And it's so interesting too, because we're gearing up for Q4 right now. And looking back at our numbers last year, our gift subscriptions in December and January nearly tripled. So it's just a really good gift for your fellow female entrepreneur or your mom or your sister or your friend that is either running a side hustle or working on a full-time business.
What do you think the biggest benefit is to, like, if somebody wanted to contribute to this box, like what are the types of benefits that they get to see? And do you have repeat contributors? Do you even accept contributors, or are you just seeking out people?
So it goes both ways. I do seek out people based off of the topics that our subscribers want to be trained on. So we do ask our subscribers, you know, what is a challenge in your business right now, or what's really relevant in your business that you need to work on and you want to learn about? So then I'll go and seek out experts in that field. Same thing with products. So we choose our theme first. Then we choose our guest expert and our book. And then lastly, we fill the box with the items. And so if you're a product-based business, you can go to our website. In the footer, there is a link to submit your product. We don't include beauty items and lifestyle items and things like that. But if you do stationery or if you do other things that are relevant to running a business, I would love to have some of your listeners submit their products. It's a simple form. It comes through to us and we vet the product. And if it feels like it would be a good fit for a future box, then we start the conversation.
I mean, this is a really great opportunity for small business owners or product-based business owners to get in front of a very niche crowd. How many boxes do you typically ship a month, Julie?
We are right around the 1,200 to 1,300 box mark. And I'm really happy with that number because it's large enough that we're making a big impact, but it's small enough that it still feels intimate, that our Facebook group still feels personal and you get to know people. And it's so interesting as we survey our subscribers, the majority of them say that they subscribe for the stuff, but they stick around for the community. And that's just a testament to finding safe places where women are supporting other women and you feel like you can share your ideas and you can ask questions. And you're right when you were saying that it's a big opportunity because these women are loyal and they look at these boxes when they open them. They're unboxing them on social media. So there's visibility there. We get professional photographs done and we get a lot of PR mentions. So those are kind of like the ripple effect of being in the boxes. You get in front of not only our loyal audience, but then all of their friends. We have so many people that do those unboxing videos because one, they're excited, but two, we have a referral program. For every 5 subscribers you refer, you can get a free box, which has been an incredible marketing channel for us.
It's such a funny thing that you mentioned that because I remember when you had something published in a big publication. I can't remember if it was Forbes or something else. And the box that was featured, the picture had me in it that month. I was just chuckling to myself. I was like, my face is on that picture, yes, which is hysterical.
I love it.
So,
and on our homepage.
Yes, absolutely. And it's just one of those things that I got lucky and thank you for featuring me.
Welcome.
But the community is really tremendous and I've been really blown away by the questions that I've gotten and the people that are in it. But I want to make sure that we spend a little bit of time talking about the new course that you've created and this huge niche community that you're serving and the questions that you're answering. So can we talk a little bit about the course?
Yeah, for sure.
So it's called the Bootcamp, right?
It is Subscription Box Bootcamp. It's just subscriptionboxbootcamp.com. And here's the thing. So after having been in this industry for 2 years now, and I'm self-taught, so I learned the hard way. I made a lot of mistakes along the way. I get asked to pick my brain all the time. And I really, really want to help, but I'm running a full-time business and it's hard to carve out that time. So what I did was I have been compiling all the questions that people have been asking me over the last, say, 6 months, 12 months. Whether it's on an interview or whether it's, you know, people reaching out to me individually. And I'm addressing all of those in this online course. We're launching next week, which is September 14th. And it will be a 6-month training program full of support. It's going to be the first 3 months are pre-launch. So we'll walk you through building that email list, doing your pre-sale and getting prepared for your first shipment. And then 3 months post-launch, because I feel like that's the place where people get stuck and they don't have the support. There's a lot of training out there that helps you launch a business, but there's not a lot of training specifically in the subscription box industry that helps you sustain it, become profitable and scale. And so we offer 3 months of post-launch support as well as another online community, a safe space where you can share your wins and ask questions, that type of thing. But I'm super excited about it. We're launching for the first time. So it's really, really exciting and looking forward to that. And I know it's going to just get better as we go because as people ask more questions and come up with more challenges, I'll just continue to add those into the training.
It's awesome that you're so invested in what people are getting out of this and, you know, not just the sale of a product. So what are some really cool success stories or like just feedback that you've gotten along the way that you'd be comfortable sharing?
Are you talking about the subscription box or for the coaching?
I'm talking about for either, because you seem like really invested in building the community aspect in both parts. This isn't just like an isolated product in either way that lives in a silo apart from everything else that you're doing. So like, have you gotten any like really cool coaching results yet? Or through your subscription box, have you seen anybody take any like big leaps where they're ready for the next step at that point?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I got you. I understand now. So when it comes to success stories, it's really fun to see those success stories come out through the reviews. A lot of people will review Sparkle, Hustle, Grow and include some of their own success stories. And what they're saying, again, is that while they join for the stuff, they stay for the community because that's where they're seeing their most growth, you know? And it's so funny because when I launched Sparkle, Hustle, Grow, I was feeling pretty alone and I didn't feel like I had that community surrounding me in my business. And I was just, I was kind of new to finding those Facebook groups that provide that. And so I wanted to create that for myself. And I don't want to think it's selfish, but it's what I needed at the time in my business. And I felt like it helped me so much. And so I wanted to be able to provide that for our subscribers and other female entrepreneurs. And so it was a non-negotiable for me as I was putting together Subscription Box Bootcamp. There was definitely going to be that community, that safe place where you can share your box idea and not worry about someone taking it, and duplicating it before you can launch it, where you can ask vulnerable questions and get good answers. I don't know. I just have this thing where I want it to be easier for everyone else because I feel like I learned the hard way and making mistakes, some of them very costly from a bottom line perspective, some of them costly from an emotional perspective too, because when people cancel or give you a bad review, that can be a little bit emotional. Let's be honest. So that's why I like to have those communities where we feel like we can share and we can be supported.
Yeah, for sure. And would you mind sharing some of those mistakes or the things that have happened that have, you know, stopped you in your tracks or just, you know, made you pause?
Yeah. So I think, you know, one of the most important things was communication. When I hired a warehouse to start fulfilling, well, first of all, we were fulfilling the boxes, like packing them, shipping them from our house, which was great at the beginning. But once we hit that 400 to 500 box mark, it was literally taking over our house. We had crinkle cut in the washing machine. I mean, there were boxes everywhere. So we got to the point in the business where we needed to outsource and find a fulfillment warehouse to do that for us. And there was a point where there was a lack of communication between myself and the warehouse, and they used a different shipping provider than I typically do. So I usually use USPS Priority Mail, which arrives in about 2 to 3 days in most cases in the United States. And instead, they used a different shipping provider because they were trying to save me money. And it was such a disaster because it took 10 to 15 days for the boxes to arrive. It didn't save me much money, but it hurt the business in that these boxes were arriving busted up and scratched up. They weren't the beautiful pink boxes that you were expecting. And the fact is that they arrived so late. If you aren't a part of the subscriber group, you should know that we are a guided experience. So we walk you through a book study and the online training and the theme each month. Well, the month was half over by the time everyone got their boxes. And so that was definitely a learning experience. And so now I'm able to coach other subscription box owners what questions to ask the fulfillment center, what topics to make sure that they are talking about with them to make sure that they're all on the same page, so that they don't have to go through that type of miscommunication and disaster of a shipment as I did.
Yeah, one thing that I was really impressed with, Julie, just as a content creator and somebody who contributed content to your box, is that you are so organized. You had a special Trello board for me that told me when I needed to show up and what I needed to send. And it's so clear from just that interaction alone that you're very organized. And then the other things that I see inside of your group are that you have very timed, like, here's when things are going out. Here's when I'm doing my unboxing video, because I know that you guys have received your boxes. Mm-hmm. And it's like clockwork inside your group every single month. And it's clearly deliberate and it's clearly intentional, and it elevates the experience for your clients who are receiving these boxes, because people are itching to get to, you know, oh my gosh, my box is going to arrive on Friday, and you know, they get the notification or whatever. And people are just really excited inside that group. And so I know that the clients that you have inside the boot camp are going to be learning some of these things so that they can not only, you know, just create a subscription box that works, but also to create that experience that makes the scaling easier for them. Would you say that's true?
Oh, absolutely. The thing about the subscription box industry is it's cyclical. We literally have a 30-day cycle if you ship once a month like I do. And so in Subscription Box Bootcamp, you're going to have a done-for-you planner, so you know what to do on day one of your sales cycle, what to do on day two, day three. I have to stay super organized because there's a lot of moving parts between managing customer service and sourcing products and making sure we have enough boxes for the next shipment. So in Subscription Box Bootcamp, you're going to have this done for you planner, not only that you can use during your pre-launch and the 3 months post-launch, but they have lifetime access to this. And this planner can be used over and over and over every single month. And that's one thing that I really wish I would have had when I launched, because I was just kind of putting the pieces together, trying to figure out, like, when do I need to order my products? When do I need, you know, renewal date is coming up. What do I need to do in preparation? And so I'm trying to make that easy. The whole idea of the bootcamp is so that you can ramp up faster, more profitably, and with more ease than if you were to kind of just piece it together on your own.
Yeah, momentum is definitely the name of the game. So as you're building like both businesses, what are you finding is the challenge? And like, how are you deciding where to put your focus and attention when one side of the business calls you more than the other, but like, you know that you have to do both in order to be successful? Does that make any sense? Like, you're just getting, it sounds like you're getting not pulled in so many different directions. It sounds like you're actually managing it really well. And a lot of people aren't. So I guess I'm asking you, how are you managing both of these and building the forward momentum within each of them without compromising the other?
Great question. I do feel pulled in many directions these days because I'm in that launch phase of Subscription Box Bootcamp. So that is taking a lot of my time right now because I'm in creation mode. I'm in launch mode. And so, but once the course is built and launched, that I know is going to scale back. So I know I'm in this season right now of extra work. The good thing is I do have that planner. So I'm clear on what needs to be done every single day, what needs to be accomplished each week in my sales cycle for Sparkle Hustle Grow. But I also have a really solid team. So I have a director of customer experience that helps me manage customer service. She does about 95% of my customer service, and she's amazing at it. So I can sit back and just breathe and let her do her job. She also is highly active in our Facebook group and helps manage the public social media channels. So I think it's so important to, when you're, you know, when you have a lot on your plate, you just need to have a great team in place. Or if you don't already, then hire people that you can trust and that are good at what they do. It will allow you to enjoy your work rather than feel stressed out all the time. And, you know, it helps other people too. Like, no one can build these businesses. Well, you can build a business on your own, but when it comes to scaling, there's no reason you should do it on your own, unless, you know, that's, I guess you could, but man, I can't imagine doing this on my own. I know I couldn't do it on my own. So I think having a solid team in place is really important. And preparation, like when I knew when I wanted to launch my Subscription Box Bootcamp. So I planned out the rest of the year, what books, what guest experts, what items were going to be in the boxes. So I could not have to worry about that during my launch and be pulled in that direction when I should be focusing on the boot camp. So it's just a little bit of, you know, preparing in advance, having a great team, and knowing what needs to be checked off that list by what date.
I love it. It sounds like things are organized, even if, you know, it looks like you're being pulled in different directions and managing your time pretty well. So I think people are going to be excited to be, you know, to be listening to this podcast. And if you are interested in the Subscription Bootcamp, where can people join you?
So the subscriptionboxbootcamp.com website is live. It is, the way we're positioning it is the bootcamp is powered by Sparkle Hustle Grow. So if you just follow us at Sparkle Hustle Grow on Facebook or Instagram, you're going to find out all the information that you need for the bootcamp. But yeah, if you want to go directly to the source, it would be subscriptionboxbootcamp.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Julie, for that. And we'll say it again at the end. But Julie, looking ahead into your creative empire, it sounds like you've got a lot of cool things, you know, that are happening. You have a lot of collaborations that are coming up. What are some things that you're really excited about that you can share that you see in your creative empire?
I am really excited about 2019 because I am getting my systems better in place. I know we just talked about systems, but I would love to take a step back from some of the administrative things that I do so that I can free up more space to do coaching and speaking. So I spoke at the Subscription Box Summit this past year in Denver, and it's literally right now the only event that is meant specifically for Subscription Box businesses. And I left there feeling so inspired and so excited about, you know, speaking to these audiences and meeting the people. And so I think in 2019, that's going to be a big part of my game plan, is going to more events, both to, you know, present, but also to network and connect with colleagues. You know, I'm going to a couple events later this fall to be an attendee and to be a marketplace vendor. But next year, I think I'll be walking more into that leadership role of speaking and leading group activities, group coaching, that type of thing.
It's clear to me that that's something that you're so excited about and you have so much information to share. So your students are very lucky to meet you. And actually, it's funny because speaking of conferences, you and I met on a bus at a conference.
We did. <so. laughs> We did. And it's so funny. I was going to mention that too. That was month 4 of Sparkle Hustle Grow. And I was right around the 115 subscriber mark. And going to that event was pivotal for me because I got so much validation. I got so many great ideas from you and all the other colleagues that I was mingling with, like in person. There's just such a great, I just think in-person events are so awesome because it takes your relationships to another level. We have so many online friends or, you know, we listen to these podcasts and I feel like I'm BFFs with all the people that I listen to because you get to know them so well. But going to the in-person events can have such a great impact, not only for personal development, but just visibility. Getting in front of those people with your product and with your idea, you can learn so much from them.
I totally agree because they will validate your idea. And then if you produce that idea, they're going to be 100% behind you and support you in launching it or putting it out into the world,
exactly.
Right? So I love it. Well, congratulations on all the successes that you've seen so far and all the things that you're about to roll out into the community. Where I know you've mentioned the website already, but if you can tell us where they can find it again and where they can order the box and where you hang out online.
Yes. If you want to order a box, you can go to sparklehustlegrow.com, and we're on Facebook and Instagram with the handle at sparklehustlegrow. And if you are interested in launching your own subscription box business, you can go to subscriptionboxbootcamp.com. And, you know, if you're interested and you want to learn more and you have some questions, you can always, you know, direct message me on Facebook or you can send me an email. You can send them directly through the websites.
Awesome. Sounds great. Thank you so much, Julie, for being on our show and sharing all that you know about subscription boxes and just some of the best practices in running and scaling a subscription box business. So I hope everyone listening out there who is interested in maybe trying it, contact Julie to find out more about the box itself and also the bootcamp. So thank you, Julie, so much for being on our show. And everyone out there, go build your creative empire.
Are you ready to build your own empire? For more information, show notes, downloads, and tips on how to do it, head to www.creativeempire.co, where you can find out more about this week's episode and the two lovely ladies behind it all, encouraging you to build your own creative empire. If you enjoyed this week's show, it would mean so much to Raina and Christina if you could take 2 minutes to go to iTunes and leave a review. It's a little thing that makes a big difference for the show.